That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It's the background of the Australians not allowing Israeli official visitors visas to come to Australia, and as a result of that, Israel expelling the Australian representatives to the Palestinian Authority who were in Israel on a visa from the Israeli government. And now apparently there may well be some intelligence cooperation behind the scenes. This may well have caused the Australians to expel the Iranian ambassador. Interesting.
Very, very interesting. And it also shows you how we never really know what's going on when you see this attitude by the Australian government, but one layer beneath it, the agencies are potentially working with Israel to protect the sovereignty of Australia. It's just an absurdity that it can't publicly. The countries are being shamed publicly for their relationship with Israel and have to pretend otherwise. Anyway, let's talk about this really unpleasant or terrible situation, the bombing of the hospital. The IDF has presented its initial findings on the Nasser hospital incident that took place earlier this week. What has been discovered?
So I think it's quite telling that the IDF have come up within 2 days with findings from the inquiries. They did this very, very quickly indeed. And what they've said is as follows. First of all, they've said something that we already know, which is that Nasser Hospital has been used as a terror base by Hamas and by other terror organizations to conduct not only the October the 7th terror attacks, but indeed have used Nasser Hospital since October the 7th to conduct activities against IDF soldiers and against Israeli citizens. And we understand that the reason why Nasser Hospital was particularly targeted on this occasion is because of a camera that was positioned in the hospital and that was being used by Hamas in order to be able to monitor IDF troop movements and ultimately to be able to facilitate terror attacks against the IDF troops. And so therefore the hospital and particularly the camera that was mounted in this hospital were the targets of the IDF attack that took place a couple of days ago. More than that, what the IDF has said is that even though there were clear operational failings and that the attack that took place wasn't the way that it had been planned and that there were certain instructions that were not followed, ultimately 20 people were killed. And of course, across the headlines of every self-respecting newspaper, I say that with tongue in cheek, were the headlines 20 civilians killed by IDF bombing of the hospital. Now we've managed to get the names of 6 of those 20 people, all of whom have been identified as Hamas terrorists, including the names of the journalist who was killed. This journalist was someone who reported on the October the 7th terror attack and was actually inside Israeli territory reporting on October the 7th. So he was the journalist who was killed and he was named and his information was provided by the IDF. So what the IDF is saying is that in spite of the fact that this was not a planned attack, that the way that things went about was really not according to protocol, but we managed to kill 6 terrorists in the process out of 20, which for an accidental attack is not an insignificant proportion. And so ultimately what we are getting to understand from the IDF initial findings is that all is not what it seems to be when one talks about civilians being killed, that these so-called civilians were not really civilians at all. And at least from the six that were named, we know that they are terrorists who have been involved in terror activities against Israel, and some of whom were involved on October the 7th. So Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, the IDF Chief of General Staff, received those initial findings already. He's considered those initial findings. He has made his view clear to the internal brass as to what his view is about this. He has also instructed the inquiry to be continued. He wants to know more about exactly what went on. He wants to hear about the operational failures. He wants to hear about the damage that was caused and the unintentional actions that resulted from this attack that didn't go according to plan. But as I say, for an attack that didn't go according to plan, we did manage to eliminate a significant number of terrorists. And I think that at least needs to be welcomed.
Absolutely right. More than 300,000 Israelis took to the streets again yesterday to protest for a hostage release and end to the war. How influential are these demonstrations?
Well, I think, you know, whether you agree with the view that is being set out on the street or not, I think it is important for us as Israelis to have our say. And we have our say, obviously, at the ballot box. But in between those elections, there is a very significant gap in what we're able to do and say publicly. And so these demonstrations are that. They are a certain demonstration of the will of the people, what people want, and allowing people to make themselves known and to make their views clear. Now, whereas the protests last week seemed to be one where everybody kind of got involved, no matter what your view was, and potentially clashing views on the streets of Tel Aviv and elsewhere around Israel, this time around was really designed to be something which was more cohesive and more unitary, bringing some unity amongst the people rather than trying to highlight factions and differences between people. And one of the things that I think we all agree upon is that we want our hostages to come home and we want this war to end. I don't know that there are many people who would disagree with those statements. The disagreement comes in how we bring our hostages home and under what situation and circumstances we bring the war to an end. That's where the disagreement comes. And interestingly, the government had a meeting of the security cabinet yesterday, and the issue of a hostage exchange agreement was not discussed by the government at all. Now, that comes with some frustration on the part of the Egyptian and the Qatari mediators. There was actually a delegation of Egyptians who were sent from Egypt to Israel to try to bring to the government's attention the fact that Hamas have agreed to a hostage release agreement. So this apparently was an agreement that had been presented some time ago. The position of the Qataris is that that Hamas now agree with 90% of what was presented. Some people are saying 98% of what was agreed, but the Hamas side is essentially pretty much agreeing with a deal that was presented some weeks ago that Israel had already signed off. The issue is that Israel is not responding at all now to this proposal. Now that they've come back around with the same agreement saying, okay, whereas before we disagreed and we didn't want to come to an agreement on these terms, now we've come back and said, we do want to agree this, Israel's kind of not responding. And I'm just wondering what the tactic is about not responding at all. By the way, there's no pressure from the U.S. government, Steve Witkoff and others, to respond in any way. And we understand that there will be a meeting at the White House, quite a broad meeting under the chairmanship of the president, to talk about humanitarian aid on the U.S. part and also to talk about the day after. But when we heard from Steve Witkoff about the meeting at the White House, he didn't say that the meeting will also cover the hostage exchange deal. There is no mention of it, not from the Americans and not from the Israelis, at least the Israeli government. And that's where people on the street last night were saying, please consider this deal, please do it, please bring however many hostages home that we can bring home. And I don't know whether the Israelis are sensing that there is a certain weakness now, that Hamas have returned back to say, oh, actually, this agreement that we didn't like before, we suddenly like now. They're sensing some sort of a weakness and saying, let us try to take advantage of that weakness and try and push this completely home, that we can get one agreement to release all the hostages all at once. I'm wondering whether that's the tactic or not, and whether that's going to work. But certainly the sentiment on the streets of Tel Aviv yesterday, where more than 300,000 people turned out to have their say, was that we should end the war pretty much right now, and we should take whatever deal Hamas are offering and bring however many hostages home that we can manage to bring home right now.
Not simple at all. And you know what was also not simple is, Anthony Rach, you are going on a well-deserved break, aren't you? In fact, this was your last broadcast through until you're not with us tomorrow. You're never with us Friday. Next week, you're not with us. And then you're back the week following. Is that right?
That is the plan at the moment, that I won't be with you at all, not tomorrow, not next week. But hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be back again talking about potentially and hopefully more positive developments in the week after that.
100%, Anthony. Wishing you a very, very good break, a well-deserved one from all of us here at Chai FM. It is 8 o'clock.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.